Hi, everybody. We have a very important show today, and I want you to take notes, but I want you to listen to the title because I think you're not going to want to miss it. Four things that you can do right now to help you that have absolutely nothing to do with toilet paper. As you know, we're experiencing a toilet paper shortage throughout the country. And people are trying to sell hand sanitizer for 50 bucks a bottle that would normally cost a buck at Target.
No, that one guy was trying to sell it at like even up to $80 a bottle.
Yeah, what a douchebag.
Seriously.
So those people will die a slow death and they'll be fine.
If you ever wanted to know the definition of a sleazy salesperson, like we no longer have to use the analogy of a car sales guy, which is awesome because so many car salespeople aren't actually sleazy. But instead, now we can just go to the douchebag who decided to buy all the hand sanitizers during a pandemic and jack the price up to no return. That would be the definition of a sleazy salesperson.
It's unbelievable to me that people would put themselves in this kind of a position. Adam, are you seeing the same thing I'm seeing? It's like delayed by 20 seconds or something.
Sorry. Hand sanitizers during. That was me. We're good. We have a bunch of people watching, Jeffrey. We're good.
Tyson, Robert. Hello. I can't see everybody's name. Oh, there you go.
I'm going to get it from my phone because it's making too much noise on my computer. Yeah. So as you can see, we're in different rooms.
Giorgio.
If you're watching us on Facebook. And we have a really like great episode for you today. We're not going to go through all the, you know, normal stuff that you're seeing in the above the fold on any news channel.
Right. And there's nothing you can buy today. Sorry.
That wouldn't be fair to you. But what we are going to do is talk about the four things you need to do right now and that we really want to help you understand right now.
So let me do number one so people can get an idea of what we're going to be talking about today. Number one is when you wake up, the first thing you need to do is seek positive. Think positive, talk positive, watch positive, read positive, listen positive. Before you do anything, whether it is sitting down and writing about what you're grateful for, whether it is sitting down and reading something that someone wrote 100 years ago that can impact you, whether it is understanding that it's time to hug your kids or whatever your circumstances are, the first thing you need to do is be a positive person before you, well, just let me check my phone to see what kind of shit's happened last night. Don't do that first. First,
How many of you are actually waking up and like so feeling so anxious that you're like, I need to know what happened last night overnight. I need to check the news. Is that the first thing you're doing in the morning right now?
I can honestly tell you today I did take a look at what's happening, but it was almost noontime when I did. Like I want to know, like, but
what did you do before that?
Oh, my God. Before that, we had 48 meetings, 22 things transpired. I called customers. I shot a positive video, and we could probably post that up or some version of it because it's directly for one customer. But I'm going to be shooting positive videos every day and just putting them up online for free so that people can wake up in the morning, and I'll give you your positive pill early in the morning. I think that's the best thing to do. And I might do it late at night so that when you wake up and you're on the West Coast, you still get it. I think it's an important thing.
I think the key though is that you started your foundation with positive.
Yeah.
Let me restate that. You created your own foundation before anything could even go in and impact it. And when you wake up and you look at the news, you don't even have a chance to give your brain a second to even think about like how to handle things because you're putting your system into a fight or flight immediately upon waking up rather than building that wall, like that antidote, that foundation so that you can, you know, at least calm your fears or anxiety or anything like that that you have going on.
So Jen was anxious enough last night. She was in San Diego, and she decided to change her flight and fly back to Charlotte on the red eye. Why don't you explain what happened?
So I had already been in California for a week, and this thing evolved so fast that everything changed so quickly over the course of a week. And we were already there, so we decided to keep our mastermind event that we were having, which I'm so grateful I did, because I got to stay in this container where everyone was dreaming big about what the next, not like the next few weeks of our business are going to look like, but if you're in this for the long game, you know that you're going to survive and you're looking about, okay, what do I do over the course of the year, over the course of the next few months to really, you know, accelerate it. So anyway, so I fly home and there was no one on the seat next to me or even across the aisle in the next seat. It was awesome. And people start pulling out baggies with Clorox wipes. Not like,
and let's
like
be fair bottle. To Lysol, because some of them were probably Lysol.
Fine, Lysol wipes, whatever you might want to say. Mm-hmm. But they pull out these baggies with wipes, and they all have a system for how they're like, these are passengers, you guys. Like how they're I think there was an article or a video or something that went around, like, if you're flying, here's how to wipe down your seat. So they all have this like, do this first, do this, do the, okay. Anyway, then the flight attendant comes on before we take off, and he says, hey, I have to make this announcement. So I'm just going to go ahead and do it. And he goes, so for those of you who are on this plane, I need to make sure that you're aware of the COVID-19 virus that's going around, also known as coronavirus. And we respect the fact that many of you are cleaning and disinfecting your own seats.
Because the airline has failed to do it for 25 years. They leave that part out. Yeah.
And we totally understand that. We just ask that you do not hand these wipes to us while we're walking through the aisle. You may put them in your vomit bag, or when we have our gloves on and we're taking the trash, you may give it to us then. And I am just like, oh my God, this was like a formal announcement on the plane. Like they talk about like the seat belts. They now have the same thing for the coronavirus. So he goes a step further and he says, you know, also, if you are sick and you choose to fly, you may be banned from the airline for life. So if you would like to exit right now, please.
Whoa.
I know.
No, they banned one passenger from JetBlue.
I know. Forever. I know. And they literally said, so this is your time to do so. Otherwise, we expect that you are healthy. Thank you. It was like, oh my God, it was crazy town.
Did anybody leave?
No, no one left.
Yeah. It's like, please wait to let other passengers off the plane because they got planes to catch, and not one fucking person waits. But listen, the bottom line is that people and businesses are reacting. It may not be exactly what you want to hear, but people are looking for new ways to create calm for their company, create some value internally for their company employees and their customers. So it's not a matter of that, you know, they're reacting to it. And I don't want to call it a spin, but I would like to call it a pivot, because they're literally turning around and going, okay, we used to do it this way. We now have to do it a better way, a different way, a more fun way, a more reliable way, a more honest way, a more sincere way, but a more genuine way in general. People are actually more empathetic right now than I think they've been since 9/11.
Yeah, when I called to change my flight, they actually said, oh, no problem, and we'll waive the change fee, and also, this new flight is $91 less, so we'll refund you. And I'm like, am I on the phone with American Airlines?
Right, exactly. Exactly.
The guy was like, yes, would you like to proceed?
Oh my God.
It was so funny.
So people are going to be coming friendly. I told my audience on a corporate call that I was on this morning, or actually it was our mastermind call. I saved a cartoon after 9/11, about 4 months after 9/11. I was still subscribing to the New Yorker magazine. It was a mistake, but I did it anyway. And there was a cartoon in there with about four or five guys lined up for a bus. And the guy at the end turns to the guy right behind him and says, "It's hard, but I'm getting back to hating everyone." And this is a time when people are going to be friendly. They're going to be polite. They're going to be courteous to you. And I think it's now's the time to capitalize on that and take the lesson and keep the lesson. Like, after this is over, and it's going to blow over in maybe a month, maybe 2 months. No one really knows. But the bottom line is, when you do it in a manner that is friendly and happy, you might be able to develop a habit in that period of time. Whoa, wouldn't that be cool?
Wouldn't that be damn cool?
Yep.
And like, you know, we were talking about some of the new habits you could get. Like, you could take an online course. You could learn something new. You could learn a new language, a new instrument.
I told my people this morning online to write about something that you're an expert at. And during this period of time, create an ebook. And not call it an ebook, call it an expert book. And if you do that, you'll at least have something to show for the time. "Well, it's just been 2 weeks. We didn't have enough hand sanitizer." Stop your bitching and moaning. The world is not coming to an end. Someone just hit the pause button.
And it doesn't mean you need to pause from business. Like, let's talk about this. We sent out I'm just going to be super transparent. We sent out a sales email.
No, yesterday. Jen, lie to me. Come on, lie to me.
We sent out a sales email yesterday and Sunday inviting people to attend a 2-day live event,
mm-hmm.
live stream event online. I should correct myself. Towards the end of March, because we were going to have this event in person. We've transitioned it. You know, it's going to be live stream.
Mm-hmm.
And we sent out an email offering people tickets to that event. Now, we consciously kept the price at a very minimal price for what they're going to get. And we had some people who were like, "Oh my God, this is amazing. This is exactly the inspiration and motivation and information that I need right now to drive my sales, because this is a time of like uncertainty." And we all know that uncertainty could create fear if you choose to let it create fear. Or you could keep the faith and invest in yourself and do all these things to distract yourself from the news. Like, who wouldn't in their right mind think, "Yeah, I better go attend that live stream event versus go check the news all day.
Or sit at home and moan about what you can't do." I mean, there's all kinds of.
Then we got emails. Well, one email from one person. One. And he said, like, "How dare you advertise something in a time where people don't even know if they're going to be collecting a paycheck?"
Dude, if you're in that position, you might want to change your position as soon as this is over. Secondly, you're not working hard enough to have at least two paychecks. And I'm only challenging you that if you're pissed off about what's going on right now, you got a way bigger problem than what's going on right now.
Look, I get that this is a time of uncertainty. I get this is a time of fear. I'm talking to my people right now about, like, let's talk about what your skill set is in and let's create an online course.
Yeah.
Because there are things you can do if you remain calm and carry on. And I know that's like so cliche, whatever. But like, literally, if you remain calm and focus on how do I pivot? How do I innovate? How do I serve my customers in the best way possible right now? Then you can continue to figure out ways to make money. And you're not being that douchebag that we talked about in the beginning, who is like hoarding Purell to like,
like, seriously, you're going to have a garage full of fucking Purell that will be worth way less money than you paid for it. But hey, that's a whole other issue. Maybe you can sell it on eBay or something. But okay, so right now I've given you two of the things. Number one.
Hold on. Before we leave this thing, there's one thing I want to just say, okay?
Go.
So you have to decide when you're thinking about if you're going to sell something, you have to decide, is this coming from a place of good intention, where I want to help people and I feel like my efforts could help stimulate the economy, help growth, help the greater good? Or is this coming from a place of selfishness and I'm just being a Purell hoarder? And
shorten the word, a Purell whore.
So, and when you when you can make that distinction and say to yourself, like pretend your grandma's asking you and you say back to her, yes, grandma, I'm doing this for the greater good. And I'm doing this to help other people. Then of course you can ask for money for whatever it is you're doing. Like, just
there's no sin in asking for money.
Correct.
There is a sin in asking what you're selling for the money. So I think you have to recognize that this is a time when people are looking for help. I mean, look, we have an attitude course. It's an amazing attitude course. We're going to put a little link in the bottom of it. People will trip on it, find it, and buy it. That's it. I'm not going to spend 20 minutes on why the attitude course is unbelievable. You figure that out for yourself. But let me recap, because I've only done two of the four things so far. You wake up, and the first thing you start with is something positive. The second thing you do is you write about something you are expertise at. Got it? So wake up positive, write at something that you're expert at. And the third thing is I want you to look for opportunities right now that are nice or that are valuable to other people. What can you do right now to your customer, even if it's only offer some help? You have an opportunity right now. You have to ask for money because you have a business to run. You got mouths to feed. You got overhead to pay. You got rent, mortgage, whatever it is. You have to make some sales. But maybe there are some things that you can offer that people would actually want rather than you would be pushing. They would be pulling. Oh, I like
right.
this. Let me try to get that.
Right. Exactly. By the way, someone asked why if like we're social distancing, and like the truth is
we are.
We are, because I was traveling for a week. I feel fine. Like, I'm 100% sure I'm fine. But just to not take any chances, we're doing the safe thing for 2 weeks, which, by the way, really sucks.
Yeah.
But it's kind of cool because we get to reconnect on the phone again, just from different rooms.
We have Rachel wants to talk about the I think it's highly idealistic. If you're in an adaptable industry, then that's fine. But people who are in industries that are directly affected, i.e. the event business, they can't adapt as quickly as people who have a massive safety net and they're in a position to and not in a position to adapt quickly. I'm going to challenge you, Rachel, and tell you this. Any industry, I don't care what the hell you're in, can adapt. And you have to decide, I'm getting slow down again. What'd you do to the computer? Okay. Any industry that you're in can adapt immediately by looking to the future instead of dwelling in the present. So if you're in the event industry, you can book the next event. We did it with our hotel today.
Yeah, and you can consider ways to offer streaming services to your people. You can consider other options.
Like, where's the value?
Is an amazing time to use that book we talk about all the time, Thinker Toys. Now is an amazing time to use that method. What's it called? Scamper, Jeffrey?
Yep.
The Scamper method. And we're not going to go into it on this episode right now, but you can go get the book. And
it's Thinker Toys. It's like Tinker Toys, but with an H. Thinkertoys by Michael Mihalko. There you go. Screenshot.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
And so now's a really great time to think about ways to innovate that you never thought were possible. Like, just get a big ass post-it board, a big ass post-it sheet. You know, those big, what do you call them?
Post-it sheets.
Oh, yeah. Get those and put them up on the wall and just throw every idea out there. I see event planners helping to create online events. I see speakers doing more online things. There are restaurants that could be innovative in how they're serving in ways that are still sanitary and still serving their communities. There are so many things you can do that now you have kind of more time to think about what you could do, and maybe it would actually create additional income streams, additional revenue streams in the future, if you allow yourself that opportunity.
And I want to throw one more thing at the comment that was made earlier about businesses that can't pivot. Right now is a time in your life to focus in. Resign your position.
Is this the fourth thing? Is this the fourth thing?
No. Resign your position as general manager of the universe when you're putting this offer out there and not worry about what other people's shit is. Focus on what you can do to help yourself and what you can do to help others. Everything else is not as important as that. This is not an altruistic time. We're not trying to save the planet. We're trying to save our asses. And if you understand that in a way that is both helpful and sincere, you're going to win. And if you don't, you're not going to win. And if you bitch about it and moan about what the government's doing and what they're not doing, fuck all that, dude. Just get rid of that from your life. And you might want to keep getting rid of it once this thing is over. Number four, where is your humor? Where are the smiles at this moment in life when you really need it? This is what you've been practicing for and preparing for your whole life. What's funny? Or maybe go online and the first thing you want to listen to in the morning is a 15-minute old George Carlin thing from YouTube or, you know, something funny, something that makes you laugh out loud.
And I'll take that a step even further. It's humor and hero. You will become your customers' heroes. You will become your own hero in your family, in your work life, when you use humor. And people need that right now more than anything. Like when that guy on the flight was giving that announcement at the beginning, I just had to laugh because it's like, really? This is what the world's come to? Like, you don't know to hand a dirty, germy Clorox wipe to another human being? Like, what is wrong with people? Yeah. They have to make a freaking mandatory announcement? But you just have to find the humor in what you can so that you can stay positive. And it's contagious. It'll help other people.
In a nice way.
Positive.
It's contagious, yeah. In a nice
it's
way.
It's a good kind of contagious.
Paying it forward. Let's throw the third H in there, okay? Humor, hero, honesty.
Yeah.
If you can be honest with yourself in this time and tell yourself what's right with you instead of what's wrong with the world, you're going to be a hell of a lot better than if you sit there and moan and have a pity party with three other people in your group. That screw that. And if somebody starts to talk about what's wrong or who did the right thing or wrong, walk away. Say, listen, I love you, but at the moment, I'm not participating.
Yeah. Like, don't.
Don't be a dope.
There's so much.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean dope. Don't be a fucking douchebag. Just leave it alone.
No, but really, there's so much judgment right now. Like,
oh my God.
Oh, so-and-so went to the movie theater. Or, oh my God, so-and-so went to a concert last week. Who cares?
Right.
Do you. Stop focusing on other people.
All
do
in.
What
All
is best for
in.
You and your family. Yeah.
That's the best thing that you can do. Okay, so I want to know where you're going to get this humor from. I think if you're not a funny person, you might want to go online. YouTube, if you type in funny monologues or funny comedians on YouTube, you'll probably get a million at least hits in 5 seconds. So try that, maybe 5/10 of a second.
Okay, so we said that there were four things, but we're going to add a fifth.
Oh.
So y'all know, like Southern now,
wait.
Y'all.
Oh my God. Wait, you don't understand how funny this is. This is Jennifer Gittimer, a New York City resident for the better part of 30 years. And she didn't ever say y'all. She would say fuck you.
No, then, I would say you guys. Hey,
oh,
guys.
Yeah, hey, you guys. Okay, so.
All right, so you know that I love networking. And I love the human interaction. And if you're in sales or you're a business person, you likely love that too. And when I was talking to one of my friends yesterday at our mastermind event, she was like, I'm just scared about going home and like being alone for 2 weeks. Like, who will I talk to? And because she's like extremely extroverted. And like Jeffrey is always like the last man standing at any event because literally he loves to communicate with other people. And so now is an amazing time. I'm probably going to be hosting like some Zoom events.
Oh, yeah.
Where you can just hop on and chat with me.
Yep.
Jeffrey might do the same.
Oh, I'm going to do every morning.
And well, I think he's going to do a lot of Facebook Lives and stuff like that mm-hmm. as well. Like now is the time to really chirp up in your online communities. Maybe it's the time to create your own community, but now is the time to focus on what you can do online. And don't worry about the fact that you can't connect in person. Like just open your computer and start connecting with people that maybe you wouldn't have connected with before, because guess what? Everyone's on their computer.
And you're not the only person in the shitter. Everyone's in the shitter right now. We're all in the same shitter together. We just can't touch each other. And so you have to look at the prospect of there's lemons out there. You can either get hit in the head with them or make lemonade.
Jeffrey, no one wants to be in the shitter because there's no toilet paper.
Exactly. Okay, but I'm looking at it from the perspective of each of us, you and I and Jen and Adam and everyone here at the By Gittimer family, we all have options of how we look at things. And the Monty Python song of always look at the bright side of life comes into play right now. You might want to play that in the morning. Always look at the bright side of, okay. But, and I don't want to sing it this morning, this afternoon. I think it's inappropriate.
You just did.
Yeah.
Anyone can rewind and hear it again if you want to.
But the bottom line is, this is your choice. You not only have an opportunity that you've never had before, you have a choice about how you look at it. And this is, it's got to be half full. It's got to be partly sunny. And you have to look at it from that perspective or you're going to be seen as a whiner. People aren't going to want to hang with you because you're bitching about stuff.
Yeah, just to clarify, the situation is not your choice, but how you respond to the situation is 100% your choice.
And so tomorrow's positive email lesson, which we'll post it up here tomorrow so you'll be able to get it.
On Facebook?
Yeah, I don't know what the hell I'm going to do with it. I'm not the tech guy. I'm the knowledge guy. But I'm going to talk about resilience.
We love when Jeffrey makes promises and then we have to figure out how to make them happen.
Right. So I'm going to talk about how to react, respond, and recover from what happens to you in an instant.
Amazing.
Not fester it for an hour or fester it for a year, but tomorrow's video message will be about that.
I love it.
So
you guys, we do have to go. Because Jeffrey, you have another podcast you're supposed to record right now.
Okay.
So until next time, I'm Jen Gittimer.
Don't forget to wash your hands.
I think we were playing around with shit at the beginning and you were like, pass the salt, the pepper.
Oh yeah. Pass the salt, pass the pepper, and pass the hand sanitizer. I'll see you soon. Thank you.
Bye, you guys.